Hello and welcome to the Even Me podcast. This is Moore Speaks.
And your girl, Kim.
And today, and we have Ms. D again. She's joining us one more time on our panel.
And Ms. D.
All right. So on last week, we were talking about social media. And would you stop using social media for your significant other? And the where I got this from was a social media, a podcast that I watch quite frequently. It's called Fresh and Fit. So this is like a male perspective type, and they bring like a lot of women on this show, and they ask all the women different, you know, where they from, you know, how old they are. And basically he stated that he would, if he was to get into a relationship with the woman, she would have to basically cut off social media, not be on social media, and you know, things like that. And I mean, he makes money, makes $1 million a year or something like that, you know, between podcasts and other stuff. So Kim, how do you feel about that? And I'll go a little deeper into that after.
Okay, so he told me I had to delete or not have social media. First of all, why? I don't understand the reasoning behind it. I mean, if I had it before you, did we meet on social media? Well, he didn't have one, right? You said so. But in some cases, you know, this past weekend, I just basically had a conversation with somebody and they spoke on social media, and I can understand what he's saying. I don't think so. I don't think that's something that I would have to re-examine and see, because, you know, am I using it for business or personal reason? But like, back to what I was saying, this weekend, somebody spoke to me, and I spoke to him. I've been knowing him for years, and they asked me how my weekend was going. And this is the first time in 13, 14 years I had social media that somebody said I was flirting with them. And I was like, wow. We didn't even do video, no pictures. Oh, you asked me about my weekend, I told you. And then it went from there. And I understood from two other male perspective, he was fishing to see where I was. But I'm like, I didn't even go there. I answered a question you asked me. How am I flirting? So I can see where certain men don't want their significant other with social media, because that's what people seem to be doing, searching and lurking for people on social media. So let's see, are you gonna help me build this business that I'm trying to build using social media? You know, I don't want to take anything from a man, so it just have to be a conversation that we have to have, because right now I'm up in the air. It was before.
How do you feel, Ms. D?
Okay, I'm glad you asked, because I have social media, and so does my husband. And at first it was okay, because he really wasn't, you know, into it. You know, he had it just because I had it, you know. And then all of a sudden, started meeting people, they DMing each other. And I'm like, hey, I said, you know, I asked him, and I said, well, you know, because if he become friends with somebody, me and him, you know, friends on social media, you know, I actually would see, you know, oh, you have a new friend. But I come to the thing of this. Long as you get up, you go to work, you come home, you don't have time to meet that person. The only time I say that they can meet him, they got to meet him on 290 going to work, on his break at work, or something like that. But you got to have that trust, that confidence in yourself. And he has confidence in himself to where, and like I tell him, I have a select few of female friends, you know, but I mostly have a lot of guy friends. And it's nothing sexual between me and the guys and shit. I'm more dominant to hanging with males than I am females. as they say, females are messy. You know, some females, they be your friends for a lifetime. You have friends for a lifetime. And you have some come and go. And that's just like with men. You know, they say you can't be friends with the opposite sex. Yes, you can. You can. But it's all about that respect, like I said. And like I told him one day, I happened to pick up his phone. And a female had DM'd him. And they had been conversating. So, and I just point blank asked him, hey, this is not a relative of yours, you know. Because from the conversation, it wasn't, you know, a, you know, it was more on like the down low or she trying to meet up with him.
Yeah.
And I said, did you tell her, you know, that you married? And he said, yeah. I said, you did? I said, because from the conversation, I don't see nowhere where you type, hey, I'm married. Because if you said that, she'll respect that.
Yeah.
Okay, let me step in real quick.
Some of them, but you know, some of them would, if you would say, because I had a guy to DM me.
Some do.
And mm-hmm. I told him, I said, hey, you can't DM me because I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm sorry, and I won't do it again.
I want to hear Anthony's perspective on this.
I'll be honest. Okay. A man is more likely to stop DMing you if you tell him you're married. Right?
Yep.
A woman, and I don't know what it is, and I can say this because I was married for many years, mm-hmm. especially, you know, I never wore a ring for many years, but when I started wearing a ring, it was like more women came around. And this is like before social media, you know, so, I mean, social media was around, but it wasn't, mm-hmm. but a woman is more attracted to a man that's in a relationship for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, there's nothing tying them together. Mm-hmm. Two, he's wanted by somebody and that makes them want them more. I know that 100%, and I mean, it's not everybody. I'm not going to say it's everybody because it could be few and far between, mm-hmm. but I know for sure that if you look at a study, it's going to say that a woman would want a man more if they found out they were married, because I've been through that, you know, and going back to the DMs, you know, one of the things in that podcast that the guy stated was with the woman, you know, no matter most guys and he said this 40%, no, what was it? 95% of men are less sexually active than the 5% of normal men. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't know that. And with women on social media, you know, that stuff is like a turn on to most men, because half the women on Instagram are damn near 90% naked, or they're doing something that makes them look naked. And that's where these DMs come from. You know, yeah, they're using it from, for, you know, let's say sometimes OnlyFans. Some of them are using because they're Instagram models, you know, and then some are using it to get themselves out there. Right. And this is not everyone, but it's most of the, you know, the women that are trying to be models. So those women get like 50 to 60 DMs. Who the hell knows how many dick pictures, you know, and things like that, you know, because that's what happens. I had a friend, and this is a funny because I just heard somebody do the same thing, but someone DM'd his wife a dick picture. So he DM'd the dick picture back. And that person was like, shit, I didn't know you were a man. He's like, no, that's her man's, you know, and then, you know, they kind of like just stop and block them and stuff like that. But that's the thing. I don't mind social media. Like my fiance, she has social media. I don't mind it. I know in the past she was getting some DMs from some old flings, you know, before our time. And then they would like randomly send a DM like once a year, you know, just trying to see what's the deal. And she would tell him, you know, I'm with somebody, you know, we haven't been together for years and things like that. So me, I don't use social media like that, but yes, I do look at the pictures on there. And what happens to a man's post, I don't know if you knew this, when I used to be all into cars and doing car shows, like half of the pictures that would come up on the Explore page was like cars. And as soon as you start liking just one or two pictures of a female or a male, that's all that starts to come up. Or if you start like looking at bodybuilders, because the Instagram knows the algorithm, and that's what it starts to send you. So now your Explore page is either full of halfway naked women or halfway naked men, you know, or cars, you know, or a mixture of both. And that's the way social media works. It knows. It's like on Facebook, how many times have you went to Google, right? And you look up something and then you go into Facebook. Facebook knows what you've been looking at.
Yeah.
But what you do to you in your phone, on your setting, you can turn that. It's called a tracking.
Yes, certain ones can do it. But I think the thing is that just came out. Like, I think they've been doing it for like the last year or two now when they started doing the app tracking. But a lot of those, they're still smart.
Yeah, in some way you can go around it. Yeah. Like, my husband, he has Facebook and he has Instagram. And I guess, like, looking at women, I don't care. You can look at them. You can look at a picture all day. As long as she don't come knock on my door. That part. Because if I'm on TV, if I'm watching TV and it's a sexy man on there, I'm like, oh, Lord. But baby, you finding him. That's what I'm going to say that quick. And he's like, what? But he really don't be paying me no attention because I'm like, that's TV, you know?
Yeah.
That's a movie, of course. But he, as long as, you know, I tell him, hey, you know, can you stop whatever site you're looking on, whatever, whatever? Because if you want Keisha, Kim, whoever, I could be her because I throw a wig in a minute, baby. I'll be whoever you want me to be.
But, and see, and that's good because that spices it up. But see, when social media is used the wrong way, you know, or, you know, there's 50, I'd say 50 women to every one to two men. Now, let me reverse that. It's 50 men to every woman because a man is less likely to get a DM from a woman unless they know them or they like them or they're trying to sell them something.
Or they just thirsty.
Right. With a woman will get 50 DMs and it's her choice to either respond to them or just, you know, delete them. I get sneaker ones all the time because I used to buy and sell sneakers. So people always send me, oh, here's these sneakers, you know, buy from me, you know, and things like that. Those are kind of DMs I get, or car shows and things like that. But like if a woman's like, hey, sexy or something like that, you know, or a fake post, you know, I just delete. There's no reason for me to respond to anything like that. I have my person. That's the person I chose. So I'm okay with it. You know, I can look at, like you said, you can look at all you want. As long as that person doesn't come knocking at your door, you know, that's a whole nother ball game when it gets to that point. But I think, Kim, you wanted to say something?
I mean, with this, you know, the social media thing, it's crazy because, yes, I dated somebody that did want me to delete my social media page. But he had a fake one tracking me. So he's seen people liking pictures or, you know, friend requesting me that I didn't see. I'm like, dude, you worried about these people more than I am. I've been having my Facebooks before you. And I'm not texting these or, you know, I don't know these people. They can be psycho. And I have social media to deal with family members that I'm not right in the same city with them. You know, I talk to, instead of we calling, we'll send, you know, stuff because, you know, we didn't connect back up after so many years and we first cousins. So, you know, on my dad's side, I send pictures or they'll send me something. But yeah, you get those. And when I, if I get those, I automatically think they're psycho. Because the first thing is, hey, you're cute. I like your picture. Can I get your phone number? No, psycho. Ignore. I mean, I know that's the new thing is to meet on social media now.
Yeah.
I'd rather meet in person. I'd rather have that content.
See, we come from the age there when it wasn't social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
everything was in person.
Right. It's like if you had beef with somebody, we didn't get on social media. We either met out in the street in front of your grandma's house, your mama's house, somebody, and it's whatever. Or if you want to meet, you meet, or we meet in a public place. Because, like, as me growing up, my grandma, she, it was certain people she'll let me deal with. Certain people that came to her house. Certain people that I can go see. And if you wasn't basically family, oh, you wasn't going to want no strangers. Oh, nah. Oh, no.
Would you delete your social medias if your husband asked you to?
I would.
You would? See, I would. Here's my perspective, and I don't mind deleting the social medias, but in the beginning, when I use social media, like I have 4 or 5 social media accounts, right? One was really just strictly like my personal stuff, family, trips, and stuff like that. But then I stopped using that one for like years, and I opened up my social media account for my car. And then I just continued that one. That one grew so big that I just continue using that one. And then like my podcast has one, you know, and I didn't actually like have any friends on there because I didn't want, you know, just random, you know, things just popping up. So if you friended me, I friended you. And if you DM me, I just deleted it. Unless you're asking something about the podcast or something like that. But right. I don't think I'm at the stage where I would delete it because everything I do, you know, everything, any interaction that I'm trying to post or, you know, anything that has to do with the business or something like that or the podcast, it's required of me to have it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm not like, I don't have an account to try to find women or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know my significant other, she has one and it's like rare posts. Like she'll post one, you know, when the girls graduated. When her birthday, you know, I know she gets on there and she looks at like cooking stuff and I'm kind of like that. I look at comedians and things like that, but it's just, I think it's more like if you were like an Instagram model or you were, you know, posting halfway nude pictures, you're kind of asking for these guys to DM you basically, cause that's what you're looking for. You know, you're looking for that attention. Hey, look at me. I'm going to show my ass cheek or something, you know, something mm-hmm. like that,
yeah.
You know, or I'm cooking, I'm halfway naked or something. Cause that's how, you know, certain people attract other people. And it's easy for women. I want to say, you know, most women are attractive. So they attract other people or they get, you know, they intrigue men, you know, men, you know, what's the difference between a man unless you see him naked, right? You know, it's
you gotta leave something to the imagination.
Right. You know, with those posts, you know, I get it. You know, if the guy, you know, he's basically, you know, saying, you know, I'm going to get a 10. So I need to make sure she's not all on social media or something like that. I mean, I get that point, but I don't think me personally would leave social media for if my fiance asked me, unless it was like my personal pages and it's not my, you know, my business pages.
Well, I found out and I had to ask the question, some of my teammates at work, cause the dude I was dating last year or whatever, I had made a post, just a regular post, and I have braces. And so my mouth stayed dry, you know, it stays dry. And I developed this habit of licking my tongue. So I feel like a lizard. So I posted, I was feeling good that day, you know, and I did the Brown Skin Girls, Beyonce music, and I licked my tongue out. Oh my God, it was so Man, I had to hear about that. It was like a whole, I'm like, what are you talking about? That is nothing. You know, it didn't show me licking anything. It didn't show anything. I just licked my tongue out for 2 seconds. And I asked my teammates and I showed them the post. And one of them said, that's sexual. Women don't do that. Unless, and I'm not thinking all like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what goes on in the world today. I've been, you know, housebound for damn near 13 years. So I don't know. But that's what, you know, they was like, yeah, that's very sexual. That's why he was pissed. I'm like, what?
I think it's sexual to the person who takes it sexual.
See, that's what there I said.
You know, it's sexual to the person who takes it sexual. To me, sexual is you're showing, you know, your underboob or something, or your butt cheek or something like that. You licking your tongue out or flicking the tongue or doing something like that. It's kind of common now. You know, little girls are doing it. Everybody's doing it, you know, but I think that's kind of like what we talked about in one of the podcasts, the good jealousy versus the bad jealousy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, him seeing that, thinking, you know, you're sending that to someone else, you know, or you trying to entice somebody else. That's just him feeling insecure about y'all's situation, mm-hmm. I think. Because if my fiance was to do that, I would know she's just doing it. You know, she's not doing it because she's trying to find someone or something like that, or she's trying to entice somebody. You know, you got to know the person. Mm-hmm. If you don't know and trust the person, then yeah, you're going to feel that kind of way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then you can't ask, if you ask guys at work, they're going to say yes. Because if they already have an ulterior motive and they kind of like you, they're going to say, yeah, because they find it sexual. Right.
There you go.
You know, it's not going to be everybody, you know, and a woman takes things a certain way. A man takes things a certain way. You know, men take things more flirtatious, even if it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man and I'm giving my perspective because I know, you know, there's been many times, you know, if a woman's talking to me and she may say something, I'm like, is she hitting on me? Or am I tripping? You know, is it just, you know, me thinking she's hitting on me and she's just being extremely nice? Mm-hmm. You know, because even women take that the wrong way. I mean, I've been at stores when I was married and a woman may have handed me a piece of bread. I was like in the bread aisle and she handed me the actual bread and my wife would be like, why'd you take that bread? You could have took any of the other ones. But she worked at the damn store. I was reaching for it and she handed it to me. You know, that's just an example. Mm-hmm. You know, something similar like that happened, but it was more like she smelled my cologne because I was wearing a bunch of cologne and she smelled and she was like, oh, you smell so good. I need to buy that for my man. That's what mm-hmm. she said, right? Mm-hmm. She took it wrong. She's like, oh, she's hitting on you. You know, I was like, she actually said she's going to buy it for her man. And she asked me what it was. So I'm assuming she's going to buy it for her man. You're reading into what's not really there.
No, because I have been in places like in stores. And I was in the store one day and a guy walked by and he had on some stuff. So when I run up on him again, I said, excuse me, sir. Could you please tell me what's the name of that cologne? Because it smells good. And I know it smells good on my husband. Those were my words. He had a lady with him. And she, but I know, yep. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, baby. I'm not trying to hit on you, man. My husband, he's just like, I love perfume. My husband loves cologne. So I try to, every new cologne that come out, I try to get it for him because that's a different smell, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, he likes that. And it's not like, oh, I'm trying to hit on him. No. Because if I was trying to hit on him, I wouldn't say, excuse me. I'd say, boy, you're going to make me bite you. And that's hitting on somebody.
Oh,
and I ain't gonna lie.
That's the way I hit on people. I ain't gonna lie. If I really think this dude is nice looking and I'm not gonna wait for him, because normally I wait for the person to say something to me, I'll, you know, definitely be like, that smell good. I'll go over and have a conversation with him. That is actually me hitting on a person, and that's further as it go, then see where if they take the bite from there. But yeah, that's my flirtation. So I kind of agree with your wife that could have been flirtatious. Cause that,
it could have been, but if she just handing you the bread, or, and if you know, you could be hand, she could be handing you the bread, and you know, when the wind blow, and it blew that cologne her way, and I'm like, she, like, hey, you know, it caught her eye. That, that smell, you know what I'm saying? It's something that she was, you know, she liked smelling. And like she said, and I mean, and that's a two-way. You know, it could have been an example of a, you know,
my thing of it,
get on me or not.
My thing of it is, the person that, whoever I get with and choose to be my significant other, I want them to understand I talk a lot. That's just me. I talk a lot of people. But if I'm with you, I'm with you. You mine. So no matter if I speak to somebody, I'm not trying to get with that person. Even if they even trying to make hints toward me, I'm not trying to even see that. I'm with you. And whatever we're doing and going through, I'm going to try to make it work with you. But, you know, it's building that trust. When there's no trust there, then, or there's some, you know, insecure, a lot of insecurity going on, so you gonna think that somebody always trying to take your man, or he's trying to sleep with somebody, or she's trying to sleep with somebody. Because I didn't know, I'm a hugger, and I didn't know that me hugging people that's flirtatious, or me touching somebody that's flirtatious, because other people don't touch other people, men or men like that. And I was like, wow, damn, how many people I flirted with that I didn't know? Because that's just me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hug, I'm gonna talk, and you know, yeah, I may touch you on the arm or something and laugh, but everything is flirtatious. And I guess these days, or probably back when we was younger, but I know I don't take it that way. Now, you would know when I'm flirting with you, because that conversation gonna keep going and going, and then you know, it ain't gonna stop. It ain't gonna just stop there. I'm gonna keep that conversation going. But right now, I think I let a lot of stuff over, you know, pass over, because I'm not looking for it right now. I got too much other stuff I got to do. But I was that woman. Like I said, when I was pregnant with my son, and my significant other at the time backed up into a woman, and you know, just out of caution, you reach your hand back there when you found out you backed over somebody. So he tried to catch her from falling, and I was like, oh, did you touch her? Let her ass fall.
So you were that. So you were that jealous one.
I was so jealous. Man, let her ass fall. I was the one pregnant and all. Okay, wait a minute. He spoiled me the first year. Now, all of a sudden, you working all the time. I was, like, on the job, like, looking through the fence. Like, is he really at work? I don't know what you know. It was just that I was feeling, you know, big. I didn't feel good about myself. You know what I'm saying? And then I was developed out the hormones I was going through at the time, too.
Yeah, that's so what I was going to say. Because your hormones are going to be going left and right. You know, and then your self-esteem is going to go up and down depending on what's going on, or, you know, anything can spark some kind of issue. But I did want to touch on what you mentioned. So when she, like, you're flirtatious. So, but when you say you flirted, you normally start a flirt with someone like that. Mm-hmm. You don't bring up like, oh, that cologne would smell good for my husband, right?
Sometimes I have just, it's not to that nature. I said, oh, that cologne smell good, where you get it from?
That was my thing, because she mentioned husband, that automatically, that's like a red flag. Bam, here you go. I'm married, I want it from my husband. So I know right then and there, unless, like you say, maybe she's untruthful, maybe she's just saying that just to spark up a conversation or something. But that's, you know, It all depends on if I receive it a certain way, mm-hmm. and reciprocate, you know, if I start flirting, you know, it all depends on the two people, and that bad jealousy can kick in at that point, mm-hmm. you know, cause like if there was more issues, like if she was pregnant, then yeah, she would feel a certain way. You know, mm-hmm. the hormones would basically be like, nah, hell no. Nah. Yeah. She's trying to flirt with you, which in that their relationship, pretty much everyone was trying to flirt with me and things like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, things happen certain ways. And I think with social media, the way the world has gotten now, social media has made things 100% easier, like cheating, all these apps, these meetup apps and things like that. You know, I hear all these people talking about this, you know, these apps and just meeting up for casual sex and stuff like that. You know, I mean, we grew up when this was like coming up. So it really, you know, we use it, but we don't use it the way people use it now.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I see it. Like I'll use social media, but a lot of times I'm using, social media to watch stuff, you know, jokes or people working out or, you know, car shows or people racing, you know, different things, you know?
Yeah. That's what I use social media. I use social media for that too. Or, you know, basically just like I said, to keep up with my cousins and them or see what they posted. If I get an alert or something, then I look at it. But yeah, I wouldn't request my significant other to shut down social media. And I wouldn't request, you know, some other people have it like, oh, you're not posting me on social media. I don't want to post my man on social media. Or
how about you're not liking my own pictures?
Oh my God. That is crazy.
I think, and this is me personally, because I feel this way. I think if I post something, my significant other should automatically like it.
I mean,
unless it's like a controversial post, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's controversial. If it's like, I want to go here, or, you know, somebody posts something, you know, a beach or something, and I post it, or we go on a family vacation and I post it, I think that should be an automatic like. Or if I post my car, because I do car shows, you should automatically like it and maybe say a comment, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, seeing like my husband, when like if I post something on social media, he only say one word to everybody's post, no matter what it is. His comment on everybody's post is boss life. Boss life. That's all he posts.
My friend used to do just the fire emoji all the time.
he's like, it's boss life, and like I post pictures, and he'll say, "Oh, that's my wife," or, "Oh, you pretty today, boss life." I'm like, and like somebody asked, is that the only word you know? He's like, yeah.
I mean, could be like, that's what he likes to say. So I feel
it. Yeah, and he's like, the reason why I say that, I can't get in trouble. that's what he say. He say, they can't say I said anything out of the way.
Yeah.
All I said was boss life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, all right, maybe if it's a happy birthday now, he might say happy birthday. But 9 times out of 10, what he posts and when he comments on your status, it's going to be boss life.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, but like, he really gets on social media. He really don't comment. He really don't post. If a post on his status is something that I probably posted and I tagged him in it. But 9 times out of 10, he don't post. Mm-mm. If it's a post that's come across his page, I probably took his phone and I posted it. I probably posted it. If it's a picture of me on his page, I posted it on his page. He'll have me, send me some pictures of you to my phone so you can come post. So I can come post them? What about you? You know how to do it right. I don't know how to do it right. I'm like, well, why you got social media? Because you have it.
Well, that's, he's doing it the right way. Women like things a certain way. I mean, I take one picture and that's what I post. My fiance be like, that's not a good picture. You got this in the background. You got that in the background. You know, my daughters, they take like 50 pictures and use one. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I
do the same thing.
See? When I take pictures, if we go on vacation, I take like 10 pictures. Which one do you like? Delete the rest. That's the way. Like, you didn't take a picture right. It's the wrong angle.